Joanne. Morning, Joanne.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
Stephen, I think he's just disgusting, and I think that's why this country is the way it is today, because the likes of him is just drumming hatred and bitterness into everybody's hearts, and they're going out and they're just causing a whole havoc in the community and wrecking their own areas, Stephen, and I am so disgusted, and I think he should stand down. I really do.
This is Nick Griffin you're talking about.
Pardon?
This is Nick Griffin you're talking about.
Yeah.
What about his right, no matter how offensive? What about his right to say what he wants to say? What about freedom of expression, no matter how offensive it is?
Yes. Look, the way I look at it is, Stephen, how would he like it if somebody said something offensive to him? Do you know what I mean? And hurt his community and hurt people who vote for him. How dare he urinate outside St. Matthew's Chapel?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't, Joanne.
No, who
didn't.
Did,
he didn't, for goodness sake. Frankie and Bangor. Morning to you, Frank. That woman doesn't even know who did what. Good morning, Frankie.
Morning, Stephen. One point. If Nick Griffin is a leader and has councillors elected in England, he is quite entitled to say what an awful lot of people in Northern Ireland face. An awful lot of people in Northern Ireland face.
What?
Yes, there's an awful lot of people agree with everything he says. You better believe it, brother. Because for too long, the Protestant community are being put down. And I can take you back to 69 with the fact that my family, when we were shot at and put out of our house at St. Matthew's Chapel in a little street called Austin Street, they nearly kicked my brother to death. And you want me to go and talk to the Republican community? Are you right in the head, Stephen? Are you right in the head?
So what do you want to do? Hate and despise all your life? Is that what you want to do?
Just the Republican movement, not Catholic people. I know ordinary, decent Catholic people. The Republican movement are slowly sucking the blood out of this country. And Nick Griffin is right in what he says because he is representing the views of an awful lot of people in Northern Ireland, I can assure you.
Really?
Yes. I can assure you, Stephen.
Do you know I was bombarded? Do you know on Saturday? No, you listen to me. Do you know on Saturday? On Saturday, I was literally bombarded by people contacting me, asking me to interview Nick Griffin because they wanted me to challenge him.
Yes. Now, will I tell you, Stephen, why don't you go down into the Protestant working class communities and instead of sitting down on Cumber out of the road? Go into the areas where Protestant people are being persecuted daily.
I went up into a Protestant community, class community last week.
Yes, I know you did.
So what's your problem?
I haven't got a problem with you, but I think your show's brilliant. It gives everybody like myself an opportunity to speak. I have no problem with you, but sometimes I do think it's one-sided, Stephen. But what you don't realise is there's an underlying nucleus of Protestant people who are not willing to lie down and take it. And that's the truth, mate. That is the truth.
What are you saying?
You take out of it whatever you want. The Protestant people will take so much. They will take so much. And they'll take no more. That's what I'm saying, Stephen.
Do you know what frustrates me about this, Frankie?
I know, mate. I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated.
Well, do you know what frustrates me, though? Why don't you use all this energy that you've got?
Yeah.
To try to talk about housing policy in your area, to try to talk about education, to try to talk about how a kid in your area, or indeed out, what about this for an idea?
Go for it.
What about a kid, no matter what background he's from, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, whatever, what about trying to discuss an idea about how to get those kids jobs, about how to make them feel valued, about how to make them feel like they could be a worthy member of this society rather than how some of them feel, which is that they've got no chance and they've got no chance of making money and getting a job and having a sense of optimism. How about us doing that for a change? Rather than this Catholic, Protestant, them and us stuff.
Because, Stephen, the underlying problem is never going to be settled. Bottom line, it's gone on for hundreds of years. They want the British out. The British aren't going out, so it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop, Stephen. Mm-hmm. You can sit and say, I can guarantee you, mate, it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
If the Brits walked out of here tomorrow, do you think that Dublin really want us? They can't look after themselves. But you see, Steve, that you're you're sad away there, mate. But I'll tell you what, you come down into the Protestant community. You seen it last week. You think those people are telling you lies? You think I'm telling you lies? I don't think you do.
I want you to think about other things in life other than Protestant Catholic.
But we can't.
Well, do you know what? That says it all. That those two words says it all. We can't.
Yes, but then
says it all.
But then let me put it to you this way. Can they live with the orange men parading every year? No, they can't. So it's not all the Protestant side, mate. I'm telling you now. It's not all the Protestant.
See, when I get up out of bed, Frankie, in the mornings, right?
Yes.
I honestly don't think Protestant or Catholic. I really don't. I get up out of bed and I think to myself, is my mum all right? I think to myself, am I gonna do all right in my job today? If there's problems in my job, I'm thinking about that. If my friends are in trouble, I'm thinking about them. I'm thinking about whatever bills I've got to pay. Bloody, 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 blah. It actually does on a Monday morning. Here we go again. Where it actually drives me doolally.
Yes, I know it does. You know how it drives us the same.
Well, then, break out of it.
My mum and dad were affected by the Troubles. My brother was nearly kicked to death. There was 14 to 20 shots fired into our house between the chapel and Seaford Street. We lived in Austin.
Frankie, there's thousands of stories the same on both sides.
Yes, but I know there is. But how can you tell me to forget that?
I'm not telling you to forget it, Frankie. I'm telling you that it shouldn't be your only thought in your brain. I'm saying that there should be other stuff. It shouldn't be Protestant, Catholic, them and us dominating your life.
It's not dominating my life, mate.
Well, it's the only thing you've talked about today.
Well, what else is there? This is the topic that you brought up.
There's a woman broken into and robbed for the second time at the top of this show today.
Well,
for the second time.
Well, you've said this.
Do you know what the suicide rate's like in Northern Ireland? Do you know how many people are in trouble with their jobs? Do you know what the economy's like in Northern Ireland? Do you remember how many people lost their jobs with F.G. Wilson? Do you know what the waiting lists are like in the health service in Northern Ireland? Do you want me to go on? Why don't people like you exercise your brain rather than talking about just Protestant and Catholic?
Right.
Why?
Well, I tell you why. You're asking me that. I'm asking you. What's your answer to it? I was going to get jobs. I was going to get housing. I was going to get...
What about this for an idea? That we all unite to try to come up with ideas, schemes, ways of us all providing a better place for Northern Ireland. In other words, that you care as much about a Catholic getting a job, that you care as much about a Catholic getting an education as a Protestant. What about that for an idea?
Well, Stephen, I tell you something now. I work with Catholic people, and they're hard-working people. You're mistaken me for disliking Catholics and Republicans. Republicans are drawing the life out of the country. Ordinary Catholics are hard-working people. I have hard-working people who are Catholic friends.
He's Mervyn in Belfast. Morning, Mervyn.
Morning, Stephen. I would just like to say that Nick Griffiths wouldn't speak for me at any time. This man is a complete and utter political fool, that's all he is, Stephen. And Martina Anderson's suggestion to be prosecuted for his words, I strongly believe, Stephen, be a complete and utter waste of time and probably finance. He should be completely and utterly ignored. He hasn't got anything that's useful to come to Northern Ireland. I don't really believe that the Orange Order and people who were up at Stormont on that day really appreciated the fact that Nick Griffin was there. I most certainly would not have stood beside him.
I'm trying to weigh up whether to do him on the Nola Live TV show on Wednesday night. Should he be ignored or should he be challenged?
No. Bring him on. Bring him on. Let people see just how much of a fool he really is. Bring him on the TV and do the whole three quarters of an hour with him.
To tell you what, I'm ready for him.
So I would love to go on and tell him, because, I mean, some of the things that man has come off with and got away with, or you would get, have you said it, Stephen, you would get the sack first thing tonight. I mean, some of the things that he tweeted about Gordon Brown, the former Prime Minister, doesn't matter if you like him or dislike him, but just completely repulsive. and things he has said about other individuals, about black people and Pakistani people, I just find it, as a British citizen, I just find that man is a complete and utter fool and should be completely and utterly ignored.
Well, you can all let me know what you think, whether you want him on the TV show on Wednesday night or not. That's, of course, Nolan Live, the Nolan television show, Wednesday 10:35, BBC One. You can let me know whether you want him on or not. Dermot, morning, Dermot.
All right, Stephen, how are you?
Doing all right.
Yeah, I think you should get him on the show, like.
Why?
Just ripping the shreds. Them tweets weren't a bit impressive, so they weren't.
And what would you say to him if you were me, if you were sitting right beside him?
I would just tell him. I mean, you can't write things like that on Twitter, especially if he works for government. Doesn't go down too well, sure it doesn't.
And here's Bill in Antrim. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Stephen. Good show as usual, my man. Surely he could have done on their conduct level to cause a breach of the peace for his remarks and take him up onto that. It's simple. Just hand him over to the cops and let them deal with him. Easy peasy.
But
as for bringing them onto your show, it'd be a good show, but there's not a term of reference in the back of my head saying the oxygen of the bitter thing.
Well, and that's the dilemma, Bill, isn't it?
That
you either bring him on to challenge someone like that.
Yeah.
Or people like you might argue, well, look, what you're doing is you're giving him what he wants. He wants publicity.
He does. That's perfectly true. It's difficult. It is a difficult choice. There's no argument. I would not like to be in the position of trying to make that decision. Because I think, personally speaking, I think I would ignore him entirely and let him wither in the background, you know. But I see your point and I understand why you're saying it. You know, I have no objection to him coming on because I know why you're doing it. But for me...
Do you think I can handle him?
Oh, for goodness sake. there's a cat like cream. no problem, my father. No problem whatsoever. I think it could be useful. It could, yes, be useful, but boy, you need to have your ammunition ready. Absolutely.
I'm ready.
Yeah. You'd have to bone up on that one.
Don't you worry, I'm ready. Wednesday night, 10:35.
Absolutely, first class, Joe.
Here's the Ulster Unionist Party Councillor Mark Cosgrove. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, first of all, Saturday, what a day. 250,000 people on the streets, and yes, Mr. Griffin certainly isn't welcome. One of the previous callers there, who is obviously ingrained in sectarianism, where he's referring to his fellow Northern Ireland citizens by their religion. I couldn't believe that call. I agree with you. It is depressing. Mr. Griffin has got anti-Semitic views. He is a person who believes the Holocaust didn't really happen. And he did stand candidates in several parts of Northern Ireland at the last elections and got absolutely no one elected. So don't let anyone tell you that he represents any form of mainstream opinion in Northern Ireland, unionist or other. He sullies the name of the union in the eyes of the vast and overwhelming majority of people that live in it.
What would you say to him if he was sitting opposite you?
I would tell him to get a life and to realise that multicultural Britain is actually what makes Britain strong. We celebrate our diversity. We celebrate the fact that people from all over the world come and choose to live here. And likewise, we choose to live and work all over the world. That you don't judge people by the colour of their skin. You judge them by the person inside. And the evils of sectarianism, racism. He might have the comfort of living in a part of the United Kingdom that hasn't suffered the way we have suffered. The evils of sectarianism has blighted our country for generations. And it's evil talk like that that propagates it.
All right, Mark, thank you very much.
A tiny, tiny minority.